My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guests in the morning that you can possibly tune into, as well as information coming you from the best of the best in the business. They try to make sure that they are out there educating and informing and bringing us such valid, great information. And I'll tell you what, it truly is important for us to get this good information, not just to disseminate the misinformation from the good information, but because it also alerts us that we have choices and we can choose complements and alternatives. And there's a lot of things for us to choose from that otherwise we may not even know about. So when it comes to education and information, I'm going to bring you the best, and we're going to have relevant topics every single day on the show. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcasts, they're archived, and they're all on my website, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand, at your fingertips, downloads, podcasts. You know, so you can listen to them when it's convenient for you and, you know, when it works with your schedule. So technology is awesome and definitely on our side today. What else is something I recommend every single day? Of course, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is truly the place that I recommend people go, because not only are you dealing with great longevity as they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, but because of the quality of the information and the knowledge and the passion of the people that are there that work with you every single day. Stay Healthy only carries the highest quality products. They have the most knowledgeable staff and customer service. Well, it's a full service environment, something that we really don't see very much today because we're in the middle of this self-service world that we live in. But Stay Healthy makes sure that you get the understanding, your questions are answered, and you leave with only the highest quality products to get the job done, whatever it may be, and whatever area of your health you're trying to make better. Whether you're trying to hold on to your health or whether you're trying to be healthy for the first time in a long time, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, well, that's the place I recommend that you go. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage where you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And above and beyond that, make sure you like them on Facebook. Facebook truly keeps you connected, and their daily posts are not only informational and educational, but they can be enlightening and reminding of things we knew in the past, but, you know, sometimes we forget along the way. One thing we have learned over the last couple years is that those terrible tasting herbal liquid tinctures that we used to use years ago and hide them in our cabinet because we didn't want to stay with them, well, that process has changed, you know, over the last 10 to 15 years with the line of products from Cedar Bear Naturals, which are incredible. I call them herbs on the go because they taste so good, you want to take them with you. And also, their awesome formulations make it easy for someone that may not want to take the time, may not be able to take the time, and doesn't want to do the research on how to mix what with which to be able to get the job done. Carl and Joan have made sure that you have great quality formulations ready to go for you to work on so many different areas of your health. I have the Robinses with me today. A little background on my wonderful guest. Carl is a clinical and formulary herbalist and a nutritional therapist with an ancillary interest in ego agriculture. He received a Master of Herbology and Herbal Pharmacognosy and Pharmacology that included studies in fluid preparations and formulation from Emerson College, and was the first non-doctoral individual inducted into the International Society of Lymphology. He is also has a license, qualified, definitely a therapy technician, certified in conflict resolution, and a national and state certified hypnotherapist and hypnotherapy instructor. Carl is the originator and the developer of the Tink Track process for making totally alcohol-free liquid herbal and nutritional products, and the lead developer of the Pure Iodine process for making alcohol-free glycerate of monoelement of triiodide of nascent iodine. You're going to love these products. He has been an industry insider to the herbal products industry for 35 years, was involved in the passion of state legislation that became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplement Education Act of 1994. He has written white papers and published works and educational courses on herbs and natural health, and I am blessed to say that he is a special guest of mine every single month. Joan is a traditional herbalist, a yoga instructor, and a meditation facilitator and organic gardener. She is the former SAG actress and voiceover talent and instructor. She is certified in Kira Yoga and a certified Reiki master and instructor, is certified in conflict resolution and national and state certified hypnotherapist and hypnotherapy instructor. She is an accomplished writer and editor of Herbs and Natural Health, also having been a former lead writer for a nationally distributed herb journal and national health newsletter. Being the daughter of an MD internist who was the co-founder of the largest medical clinic in the Northwest United States, she has a unique perspective on healthcare, having herself been inflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at an early age, which she overcame using natural holistic means. Her recovery is part of the legacy of Cedar Bear Naturals, and they are my good friends, and I'm so glad they're here with us today, because you know what we're going to talk about? Stress. And how to decompress, how to plug back in and get some good things going, because let's face it, we are burnt out, fried out, and we need some help. Help me welcome my guests, Carl and Joan Robinson. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi there.
Can you hear us?
It's really light, but I can hear you.
Yeah, it's really light. We can barely hear you.
Yeah, there's something going on there. I can barely hear you guys at all, but let's see how we do.
Okay, my main concern is that can our guests hear us?
Well, I will talk. My producer will let me know for sure.
Okay,
so
let's go.
Let's go ahead and get started, and we'll see how we do, and he'll let us know if he needs to adjust it on his side.
Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about stress. You know, stress is something that's not going anywhere. All you have to do is look on the faces of people everywhere you go, and, you know, you see the amount of people that are taking medications for stress. Nobody can sleep. Nobody can unwind. And everybody is in a situation where they have major problems, you know, with stress today. So I want to get your take on this.
Well, stress is a very interesting concept. You know, when I was doing my pain relief studies in pain, causes of pain, the different kinds of pain, and basically you do have, you know, as far as the body is concerned, you have the main different kinds of pain. You have a physical pain and you have an emotional pain. The interesting thing is all pain is related to the nervous system. It doesn't matter if it's spiritually felt pain. It doesn't matter if it's emotionally felt pain and mental pain. It doesn't matter if it's physical pain. It's all translated and conveyed through the nervous system. So the first thing to realize is that our nervous system is at the crux of the stress response. Now, there's all kinds of things that feed into that. You got glandular, endocrine, dietary, physical trauma, all kinds of things. But it's all done through the nervous system. Strip the body or a part of the body of the nerves, and you have no more stress. You also have no more feeling. So stress is about feelings as well. Now, the interesting thing is the stress of our ancestors, and probably up until going into the industrial era, the stress that was felt was a stress of our environment, meaning, you know, you had frontiersmen, you had pioneers, you had explorers, you had people living on the fringes of society and having to deal with the environment,
the
lions and tigers and bears, which back then were very real. Those dangers created a stress, and yes, it was felt on an emotional, physical level, sometimes very profoundly. If you confronted any of these wild animals, or a tree fell down and, you know, smashed your leg, or anything like that. So the stresses of yore were more actually physical environments, you know, our surroundings. Today, we've pretty much mastered a lot of the quote-unquote daily dangers of our environment, our surroundings, with the exception of driving. You know, that's something that they didn't have to deal with. We now deal with, and all those lion and tiger types of bears out there that we call cars and trucks. But for the most part, our stress today is what we impose on others through performance expectations. Oh my gosh, I've got to meet this to get this much money to meet these bills. Or we take upon ourselves excess debt we have no business taking because we get into magical thinking and thinking, oh, it'll be okay. A little bit of manic thinking there. But the fact of the matter is we just set ourselves up for major emotional stress. So the stress of today is emotional. And that tends to have more of a jackhammer vibrating effect on the nervous system, and that's why we've seen this substantial rise in heart disease, in degenerative diseases, because at the core many of these conditions, I believe, is stress, a stress that's driving people, and it wears us down, it makes us careless, it makes us become habitual, addictive. We start taking all kinds of things to blunt the pain or to suppress the pain. And so that's the difference of what stress is today to what it was in times past. And it's what we're dealing with today.
You know, the interesting thing about stress is that whether you are creating it in your mind and you are creating your own stressful situation, something that you have full control over, or if you are stressed out for things that are coming at you that you have no control over, your body still reacts the same way and treats them exactly the same. So whether it's self-induced or things you have no control over, your body still feels the ramifications of stress.
Absolutely. And that goes back to, you make a very good point, and that is the fact that I was taught by many years ago by a wise woman, and she said, you know, the biggest thing people, she says, I had to learn at, she was 66 years old, and she says, I survived for the first 60 years of my life, and it's quite a story, and she says, only for the last 6 years of my life have I truly been living and thriving. And she says, you know what the difference was? I said, no, tell me. And her name is Willa Schaefer, and Willa said, I got a checkup from the neck up for stinking thinking. So,
you know, our state of mind today, Carl, our state of mind is so powerful.
Yes.
And people don't realize how powerful it is. It can heal our body and it can ruin our body. It can balance our stress and it can create stress.
Exactly, because we are the product and the byproduct of our belief systems. Belief systems, meaning what we grew up with, what we were led to believe we are or we are not, and what we came to accept we are or are not. So it's a process, and sometimes people never grow up past the childhood phase of blindly accepting what they were told they were or were not, and move into really seriously determining what are they really and what are they not really, and then moving through life.
You know, a lot of people, Carl and Joan, will basically say, they'll say, you know what, I am under so much stress, I went to my doctor and they gave me an antidepressant, or a benzodiazepine. There's having to be something to make me chill and make me relax. And they consider that to be their one and only way to go, their only path. And there are so many different stops on that train before you end up at the pharmaceutical counter. I mean, I'm happy that those medications are available because there's some people that really, truly need them. But the rest of us have stress. We have anxiety. We have things we create and things that we can't control, and they do can have a tendency to kind of rule our lives sometimes because we give in to them. But that being said, there's a lot of stops that we can try ahead of time, and you have some amazing products in your line. And I always wonder sometimes why we think that the main line is only through the pharmacy. Maybe we've been conditioned.
Well, I think the reason why is because the modern model for dealing with the byproduct, and it is a byproduct of stress, meaning pain, discomfort, misery, both physical and mental, emotional, is to suppress, is to mollify, is to sedate. Because here's the fact. Pharmaceutical world has no intrinsic cure for stress and pain and all of that. All they have is what's called ameliorative. An ameliorative just simply means a pacifier, something that pacifies by suppressing or numbing. But it does nothing with the core of the problem. You still have to do that, getting the checkup from the neck up for stinking things and move through all of that. And that may include, you know, quit being, you know, the person that is the proverbial prone to accidents and hurting themselves physically and things like that. A lot of that is because people are not self-aware of their surroundings and they keep walking into accidents.
Well, let me ask you another question, seeing we're talking about that right now. What would you, I mean, how do you deal with someone who has decided to come over to a more natural way of living, choosing more natural supplementation, but they also have a history of being on antidepressants and anti-anxiety and stress medication? That, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm glad this is coming up because the question comes up quite frequently. Can I still respond to the natural even though I did the prescription in the past?
Well,
that's a good question.
That is a good question. First of all, my first thing to them would be, because almost in all instances I found such people aren't drinking enough water during the day. That's very, very important, because you don't have enough water in your body, your nerves are going to be hyperinflamed, and they're going to feel every little thing around them that maybe they shouldn't be feeling and wouldn't feel if you were in a little more of a hydrated state. The next thing is a little light exercise goes a long ways in helping to also condition the body so it's not so hypersensitive to its surroundings. The next thing is some meditation. You know, that may seem like a silly thing, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Today, it's medically proven to reduce stress and to help the mind to center. And it also reinforces any decision or commitment you've made to moving through, you know, changing things in your life, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental. So those three things come into play, and then, of course, we need to look at diet and supplementation.
Yes, just touching on diet, it's very important for whole health and well-being to choose whole, real food to eat, as organic as possible, as whole as possible. You know, carrots will look like carrots, apples will look like apples, not processed and all that, because when we miss those natural nutrients, we are not feeding our nervous system and our brains and our bodies what they need in macro and micronutrients to keep us well and in balance. So then going to the herbs, we're dealing with something that helps, especially with our approach with the Cedarberg herbal formulas and single herbs, with building, balancing, and supporting health on all levels. These are whole herb, whole plant parts that are done in such a wonderful way in a liquid delivery system, so that it's like concentrated herbal tea, so the body can absorb it, utilize Mother Nature's nutrients to help bring things into balance. And one of the most important things that helps is calm our nervous systems and help bring our endocrine systems into balance.
Well, let me take this another direction before we start, you know, talking more about the individual products, which I want to do the second half of the hour. Kids, teenagers, there was a time when I don't think we ever talked about depressive feelings or stress levels with kids when I was growing up. I don't think it was even part of our vocabulary. I don't know, maybe it's because we burnt off so much energy being outside or whatever we were doing. But today, I mean, these kids are going into therapists. They're going into therapy. I mean, they're taking things to mellow them down. And, I mean, they're kids. They're teenagers. And this is no longer just an adult or a geriatric category, because a lot of people that get much older have a tendency to have more depressive feelings and more stress and more anxiety. But what are you seeing with younger folks today? Because, I mean, I talk with people all the time, and they talk about their kids being so depressed. And I think to myself, this is not a good thing.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is such a concern. Life is hard. Life is difficult. And for our younger people, the performance expectations on them are so intense. And also their peer pressure amongst themselves has gone to levels unheard of, unseen in human history, especially with our social media. So they are feeling stressed. From young kids, and especially those teenage years, that are difficult to navigate no matter what on an easy day. I remember being a teenager. And so there is help. There is support. There are ways to balance. Even the young ones now, having been a meditation yoga instructor, I've worked with young kids, I've worked with teenagers as well as adults all ages. And kids that are introduced to these techniques of calming and centering on a daily basis, they tend to carry that practice throughout their lives and return to it if they get off balance and go, oh, yeah, I remember when I was young, you know, I learned this. And so these are important things, very, very important.
Carl, let me ask you a question. Do you think that stress hits more women than men? Is it an equal plane when people are dealing with anxiety and stress and, you know, lack of sleep and all that stuff? Is it more of a men or woman thing? I'm just curious.
First of all, stress knows no gender, knows no bounds. It's indiscriminate in who it deals with and the gender it deals with. What is the thing that I think you're referring to is, because of our differences in our endocrine system, and the endocrine system has a direct bearing on how the nervous system deals with its surroundings, stimuli, stress being a stimuli, women are affected by stress slightly differently than men are. So I think that's the thing, is because of the way we're wired and the juices that are surging through our bloodstream, our fluid systems, meaning what would they call them? The hormones.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have slight to profound differences in how stress affects us. But make no mistake, both men and women are affected by stress. It's just in different ways that it manifests.
You know, the people come to me, and I talk to them all the time. Obviously, you do as well, and you're around the country, and you chat with people. And, you know, they talk about a lot of different things. But, you know, I think the number one category out there is lack of energy, and number two is stress. And it seems like the word stress is thrown around very casually today. I mean, we have a rough day and we're stressed. And, you know, we have a deadline that we're not going to meet. We're stressed. And, you know, I think sometimes we throw around the word a little casually, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. If we are under stress and we're feeling stress and we think we're in stress, no matter what, we're in stress. So we have to find natural ways to kind of put our body back in balance. So I'm so glad that you make great products for helping people regain their balance, because, you know, homeostasis is what they call balance. And, you know, and the way I define homeostasis or balance is like two 100-pound kids on a teeter-totter balancing. You know, we used to do it when we were kids to try to see if we could do it in midair and not touch the ground, you know. But today it's more like we have a 400-pound person on one side and an 80-pound person on the other, and there is no balance going on. That person in the air is just dangling there for dear life, you know. So, and I think that's what happens every single day, and people don't realize stress is not just annoying, it's deadly.
Well, there's also the fact that stress and lack of energy are in many ways inextricably tied together. You really can't have one without the other. Now, I'm speaking here not in every instance, but in many instances, a stressed individual, eventually their energy, their stamina will take a hit.
We're talking today with Carl and Joan Robinson. I hope you're enjoying the show. The topic is stress today. When we get right back from the break, we're going to talk about some products. I'm going to ask their recommendations because I know they have these amazing products. Pick them all up at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I'll be right back with Carl and Joan Robinson. They have a great line. Remember, it's called Cedar Bear Naturals. They're the most delicious, effective liquid herbal tinctures on the market, and they have my sign of approval every day because I think that they are just the best you can possibly get. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids. Hey, you need to take care of that cough.
I've tried everything, and I just can't get rid of it.
I'll bet you haven't tried Tinctract.
What's a Tinctract?
A Tinctract is a liquid herbal product made by Cedar Bear Naturals. It's more than a tincture and more than an extract, and that's why they call it a Tinctract.
I've tried liquid herbs before. They taste awful.
Not Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts. They taste great. Tinctracts are totally alcohol-free, and they don't use preservatives or sugar either.
How long have you been using them?
Remember when that flu was going around last spring? I was really worried that our whole family would get sick, and a friend told me about them. We've been using Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts ever since. Whatever our family's health needs are, we can find a Tinctract for it. And since they work so well, I know I'm getting my money's worth.
Thanks. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get rid of this cough.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought? Herbs for pets.
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Hey, you look miserable.
Oh, I've got these rotten allergies and nothing seems to help much, and I can't stand the side effects of those over-the-counter remedies.
I'll bet you haven't tried Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctract.
Cedar Bear who?
Cedar Bear Naturals. They make these great liquid herbal products called Tinctracts. I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, and a friend told me all about them. I tried one of the formulas for coughs, and it worked like a charm, and without any side effects. I've been using Tinctracts ever since.
Well, do you think they've got anything that'll help me feel better?
Oh, they have lots of formulas and single herbs that help strengthen your general health and others that work directly for specific symptoms like your sniffles.
Well, can I give Tinctracts to my kids?
Absolutely. Cedar Bear Naturals has a whole line of formulas for children. We've been using them for our entire family, and our kids love them.
Thanks. I can't wait to try them. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get a handle on my allergies and my kids' health needs, too.
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Radua, Charleston, in the Touted Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and also Las Vegas' oldest independent food retailer. You're going to learn a lot from these people. They are so amazing at what they do. They have the knowledge, they have the education, and they have the passion to make sure that you are heading on the right healthy journey today. And because they carry only the best of the best in every category, including the liquid herbal tincture category of Cedar Bear Naturals, you're going to always choose from the best of the best every single time you go in the store. Don't forget to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase, and like them on Facebook as well. Stay in touch with them every single day through their awesome post right through their Facebook page. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, my guests are Carl and Joan Robinson, and they are here talking about their line of herbal liquid tinctures called Cedar Bear Naturals. And, of course, you've heard me many times talk with the Robinsons about this awesome line, and you'll see them always at Stay Healthy. They carry the line all in one area. You can see all the individual herbs as well as the blended combinations. They also have a wonderful children's line as well on some pets product, too. They are incredible. And like I say all the time, I hate to stress that they are good tasting, but if you're old school like some of us and you use some of those old liquid herbal tinctures from the past, yeah, you know how terrible they tasted. And most of the time, one or two dosages and they ended up in the back of your cabinet, never to be used again. That's not these. These are up front and center, taste incredible. You want to use them both for the taste and for the great results. You may use them for the taste and come back for the taste, but you're going to come back moreover for the great results. So check out Cedar Bear Naturals' line of products that stay healthy. We're talking about stress today, and I'm going to kind of, you know, pick their brains a little bit and ask them where the average person should start. And I think that's my first question, guys. You know, someone comes in, they're under a lot of stress, doesn't matter where the stress is coming from, but they're looking for something to make them feel better, maybe more energetic, maybe more balanced, maybe less tense, less irritable, less cranky. Where do we go?
Oh, boy, now we get started. And, you know, it really does get fun because the Cedar Bear products aren't fun to take. It's an adventure. They, as you said, they taste great. And there's no alcohol at all. I know that the word tincture usually means an alcohol-based liquid herb product, but in our case, and that's why Carl developed the word Tinctract, because it's more than a tincture and more than an extract. It's a very unique and amazing process that goes into making these. So if you're going to get started, a foundation formula that really, really helps overall health for anyone of any age is herbal minerals. Herbal minerals daily that can be taken on a daily basis because it helps your body absorb nutritional calcium. Calcium is the mineral that's known to help your nerves to calm. And then magnesium also, because herbal minerals helps your body deal with the minerals in your diet and with its macro and micronutrients. So herbal minerals daily is a great everyday foundation with just nutritional-based herbs. Now, if you're wanting to do an adaptogen-based, and adaptogens are a category of herbs that helps the body adapt to stress. This concept came out of Russia, and one of their first herbs that they would talk about as adaptogens, one was eleuthero root, and Shizandra berry. This formula that we have is immune builder. It's one of my go-to formulas I've used, go-to frequently through the, Carl, 20 years that I've been actively using our products. Immune builder helps build the immune system. It helps with adapting to stress. So for many, many people, immune builder is something that you could take on a regular basis or as you need it for a week or two. These are gentle herbs. They're building herbs.
Now, do you ever think it's too late to use natural realms and natural herbs and natural alternatives for someone that's been under stress for a long time? And the reason I ask this is you see this out there. A lot of people have a tendency to just accept the illness or accept the mediocrity of their health. And they'll say things like, well, it's always been that way, or I've been feeling this way forever, and I just got used to it. They've settled on it or maybe just accepted it. And that it's so frustrating to me sometimes because they somehow lost their fight. Maybe they tried some unsuccessful ways of doing it, but, you know, you want them to feel better.
Oh, I know. It's so, okay, if you are, listeners, sick and tired of being sick and tired, today is the day to start changing that. Okay. Now, it can take some time. The longer you've been sick and tired or stressed, then it takes longer to pull through it, but do it. Start now.
And this is the definition of insane thinking. I'm not meaning to be rude here, but, you know, part of getting that checkup from the neck up. And that is, if you expect change to take place in your life and you're continuing to do what is causing your problems without changing those behaviors, then you'll keep getting the same results. And to have any other expectation, that is the definition of insane thinking.
So to keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting what you've been getting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So change what you're doing if you want to change the outcomes.
Well, you know, and we also have to think about the other group of people out there that, you know, want all the results by tomorrow. And they don't want to accept that they've been dealing with this for a long time and that it's going to take a little bit of some time period to feel better. But, you know, one thing I can say about your products, and I can say this very safely and comfortably, is that because of the quality and the integrity of the herbs and the liquid in the delivery that it uses, people do see results quite quickly with your products. And, of course, long-term benefits, of course, are awesome. But, I mean, you can see sometimes enough at the beginning, and sometimes it's enough to get you motivated to realize that there's better things coming, but also keep you motivated to stay with it. Because, you know, we lose interest very quickly if we don't see something.
Oh, you know, that is so true. Yes, what you say is about how quickly one feels results can be quite astonishing. If they're gentle correctives and balancers and builders, you may take a few days of regular use and suddenly realize you're feeling better. Oh, my gosh, my brain is clearer. I'm getting up in the morning feeling better. My energy's coming up. It may be gentle. Some of our direct aid formulas, you'll feel it right away because that's what it's for something more acute in your that you're experiencing and taking a direct aid for. But like if your adrenal system is exhausted from stress, from over-pushing yourself, not lack of sleep, the Adrenal and Focus Blend was formulated to help bring that endocrine system, what's called the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis of your endocrine system, help bring it back into balance. And people quite often taking that adaptogenic nervine herb-based formula helps their system gently come back into balance. And it can happen pretty quickly, but it also is a formula that can be taken regularly over time to help build the strength and support your adrenal system and your endocrine system. It has such wonderful herbs in it. It's a complex formula, oh geez, 12 different herbs that Carl developed many years ago to help with children that are having trouble with overactivity, difficult focusing. And we found that particular focus, what was focus blend, works for people of all ages, especially stressed teenagers, 20-something students, to be able to get their oomph back when their adrenals are exhausted. It's an amazing formula.
Can I ask you a question? When people ask you this, I take a lot of vitamins already. I've been taking vitamins for a long time, and I don't want to give up my vitamins, but I want to take some of these herbal tinctures. Do they play well with my vitamins? That question comes up a lot.
I like the word you use, play well. I call it playing or dancing. They dance well together. They're good partners. And most of our formulas, Carl has formulated so that they can be utilized by most people, whatever their health needs are. You may, if you're on medications, need to talk to your doctor about what this, adding this to your regime. Most times they'll go, you know, if it helps, that's great. Because we're talking, again, dietary supplements, true dietary supplements, in these herbals that help build balance and support your health.
Okay, here's my next question. My next question, and this one just came in a minute ago. It said, I did Xanax for a while. My doctor finally took me off of it. It had helped me for a while, but then it started making me stumble and slur my words and all these other things. And I'm looking for something now. I prefer liquids. I love herbs. And I'm just wondering what you would recommend for me. I need something to keep me calm, but something to make me not want to curl up in a ball and take a nap. I just need to be more chilled during the day.
Well, first of all, I can't make that kind of a recommendation regarding our products. Again, we're a dietary supplement-based product that does have ancillary benefits for many conditions and things out there, but we can't make those specific claims. What I will say is I'm not surprised that this has been the effect of Xanax. First of all, what he's experiencing is a cumulative effect, and I'm given to wonder if he has gone back to his physician and made very clear what's happening to him, because this is an effect that's very well known for Xanax, and it's also an effect that the doctor is supposed to be kept appraised of, and he's supposed to make an adjustment in the prescription level so that it tapers that effect off while continuing to get the benefit of the med. That said, products that can help to support that are, Joan?
Well, there's a wonderful formula we call calming chamomile that's originally formulated for children that adults find are wonderful too. It helps calm the child in all of us with chamomile and catnip and passion flower. Passion flower is very calming to the nerves. Oh, and hops. I want to tell you guys, you may think of hops as being the beer herb. Well, it's wonderful for calming the nerves, and it is in calming chamomile. It's also in our kava calm and our lavender calm, and those are all three are good nighttime formulas, but they can help a person with anxiousness during the day that won't make someone want to curl up in a ball and just disappear.
But remember, when you're dealing with this class of meds called psychotropics, psycho meaning psychological, tropic meaning having an effect on the physical body itself, you cannot go cold turkey off of them. I always tell my students there are three classification of meds you never allow a patient to go off cold turkey. One is anything that has to do with blood pressure, cardiovascular meds. The other is thyroid medications, and the other is psychotropic medications. So whatever is done, it still needs to be done very carefully with the doctor being part of it, because the consequences can be disastrous. So while we look at diet, while we look at certain lifestyle changes, and while we look at using herbs and dietary supplements, which are all very good, we have to remember that when dealing with especially these three classes of medications, don't mess with them. Make sure that you're working with your doctor and you're not doing anything drastic or sudden.
Sage advice to use.
And you said something really important. We have to walk the fine line every once in a while. But what I am enjoying is how many doctors are now coming on board and recommending liquid herbal tinctures and recommending natural alternatives. And I mean, that to me, after 40 years, it seems like it's a nice turn in the right area.
It is.
Well,
it is really nice.
I was just at the doctor not too long ago and was talking about some of the nutritional supplements and things like that, and he just simply says, hey, I tell my patients, as long as they don't have a drug-herb interaction, and he says, contrary to what a lot of people think, the medical profession thinks, we know there's herbs out there that work just fine and do not have those dangerous interactions. He says, if it works, who am I to say that it didn't work? Who am I to say it's bad? He says, it's all about the patient. And he says, but if there's something going on that I know is not going to be working, and the most dangerous thing, he said, is trying to replace a med, especially in the manner I spoke to just early, a few moments ago, he says, with herbs, he says, that's where I'll draw a line. And I just looked at him. I said, Doc, I already do that when I'm consulting with my clientele. I said, if they go messing with certain classes of meds, in favor of herbs, I'm pretty rough on them, and I basically tell them, you need to go back to your doctor, and you need to get back on track with your program, I said, because this is not good.
Well, we have to make sure that we're doing what we should be doing. And, there was a time when people would want to keep all their supplementation hidden from their doctors, and I am one of those people that recommend that you have a list of everything you use with you in your wallet or your purse, and when you go to a new doctor, that you just have them make a copy of it. So they have everything in your file. They know what you're doing, and I just think that's an honesty factor.
Well, that's very, very important, and the thing today is you do that for a doctor, the doctor's going to work with you, and doctors are less inclined to poo-hoo, these things, because for them, they have to look at two things. Maybe it really does work. Wow. And what if it is just a quote-unquote placebo? Well, they understand the power of the placebo effect. I mean, they use it in medicine themselves. And now they're more inclined to say, hey, if it works for one thing, maybe it works for another, and that's fine. So these are factors that they look at. And I'm speaking here from a doctor's perspective because I've talked to so many of them. The old days of a doctor going through the ceiling, raising the roof, is a rare thing. Yeah, I'm not saying it won't happen, and if it does, then that person needs to go to a different position. But most doctors are extremely respectful, accommodating, because they know the science is coming around out there, and it's disproving what is anecdotal and just hearsay, and it's proving what we've always known. So that's the main thing the doctors are interested in, is it's not a matter that somebody's using an alternative approach. The matter is, what's the basis of why they're doing it? And right now, there's some good science that's emerging out there.
Well, and it's important to remember that most of the pharmaceutical medications, drugs, and OTCs were originally based on plant medicine to begin with. Valium came out of valerian root. Valerian root is one of the wonderfully calming herbs for the nervous system that is good for helping with sleep and anxiousness.
And
not for hyperactive people, though. It works.
And warfarin, which is Coumadin, a blood thinner, came out of alfalfa and the extraction and other herbs that are known to have high levels of coumarols. And these are blood thinning agents. And then you've also got the motion sickness drug now that they have, and it's derived from gingerol, which comes from ginger. So, yeah, I mean, and take cannabis, for instance. And yes, folks, cannabis is an herb when used in a proscribed fashion. I mean, they're now looking at the CB, the cannabinoid, indeed having the effect of very positive for very many things. And we have drugs coming out of that that are basically called mimicking analogs of those cannabinoids. So a huge number of drugs that are out there and still in popular use were originated from plant medicine.
Well, just take aspirin, which originally mm-hmm. came from meadow sweet leaf mm-hmm. and white willow bark. These salicins in them, salicylic acid, is pain-relieving. So
those are some examples.
Well, I want to thank you guys. This was fun. I'm glad we had a chance to talk about this today. Of course, our time goes so fast, but I want to thank you so much, and I look forward to our next show. It's always on my calendar, and I'm always excited when I open it up, and it's the Robinson's Day.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Yep.
You guys be well.
You too.
My guest today, Carl and Joan Robinson, representing their amazing line of products, Cedar Bear Naturals, the Tink Track liquid herbal tinctures that are at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them in the singular herbal products as well as the blended combinations, which are basically all done for us. We don't have to do anything about it. We just get to enjoy them. We get to use them. We get to benefit from them, but we don't have to do all the combining and the research. But if you choose to go that way and you want to mix up your own formulations, you can do that. And they make it easy for you as well. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So when you take into consideration all that longevity, the longevity of all the people that have worked at that store for so many decades, I mean, it's the combined amount of years that they have there is so, you know, extensive. And what that means is they bring a lot of education, a lot of knowledge, a lot of expertise, things you have a hard time finding in other places that are not full-service-based stores. Wayne Rudolph founded his store to make it a store that was based on information and education and always making sure that he carried the best quality products at his store. And that's Stay Healthy. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Every single day in Las Vegas, you will go there and notice the amount of expertise and knowledge. And today it's confusing. It's so confusing. I send people there all the time, and what I get back from them is, thank you. They were so knowledgeable. That's what it's all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. You can go there and bring your questions with you. Get the latest, most updated, high-quality products in the industry. They carry them all the time. And some of the best prices you'll ever see as well. All of it in one location. Remember, the basket of the month this month is Megafood. Megafood is sponsoring this basket. It's actually a big backpack loaded with about $250 worth of product. You just have to go into the store and say, I would love to enter and win. And you can enter every single time you go in the store. Stay Healthy, bringing knowledge, expertise, and reliable information every single day. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Bringing you information is what we do. I make sure that you have the tools to be able to get the job done. And your tools are information, education, knowledge, and familiarity with quality lines of products to get the job done in the right way the first time. Let's face it, we've all tried different things and haven't done well. That's okay. We'll make sure that you get the right information and get closer to home. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, everything is podcast on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember to go there and check out the Cedar Bear line of products today. Great herbal products that taste incredible. Have an awesome day. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.